Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
There are over 102,000 coronavirus cases in New York State, and nearly 3,000 people have died. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell has more on Governor Cuomo's new effort to get more ventilators into hospitals in our area that desperately need them.
This is going to get tricky. The state is preparing to take ventilators from hospitals that don't need them and give them to those that do. The governor knows there might be some resistance.
But I'm not going to be in a position where people are dying and we have several hundred ventilators in our own state somewhere else.
The need for the life-saving equipment is critical. Numbers in Nassau and Suffolk County are soaring. Each county has more than 1,400 new cases in the past day.
We don't have the same amount of resources on Long Island, and we see an increase in the number of cases on Long Island, and that has us very concerned.
Cuomo wants the counties and states to work together. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
Mayor de Blasio is calling for a national effort to get doctors and nurses to the places like New York, where they're most needed, to fight the surge of coronavirus cases across the country.
A national enlistment effort, a national effort to bring all available medical personnel into the fight against the coronavirus, wherever that fight is raging the most, to recruit doctors, nurses, and medical professionals from all over the country, send them rapidly where they are needed most.
In his press conference, de Blasio also focused on the need for ventilators, saying 15,000 total ventilators are needed, and he says the city's struggling to have enough for next week. New York City now has more than 57,000 cases of COVID-19. 1,584 people have died. And New Jersey lost another 113 people to coronavirus, with nearly 30,000 total cases. WCBS's Steve Burns has more from Governor Murphy.
We keep hearing numbers. They keep going up. The totality becomes difficult to process. Governor Murphy had an idea.
I am signing an executive order directing that all flags across New Jersey be lowered to half staff, effective immediately and indefinitely.
To honor the lives lost, and he says the lives we will lose.
And we will lose more, sadly.
Unlike New York City, there is no blanket recommendation for facial protection in New Jersey, Murphy says.
Again, if you want to go ahead and do it, no issue. But don't assume that that makes you Superman or Superwoman and that you can ignore the social distancing that we are pounding the table on.
And that table pounding will continue next week when Holy Week and Passover present more challenges.
We're going to have to be especially vigilant during these religious holidays.
Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
43 more people have died in Nassau County because of the COVID-19 coronavirus. Sophia Hall has the update from the Nassau County Executive.
Nassau County Executive Laura Kerman says she is pushing for the temporary hospital at SUNY Old Westbury to be a coronavirus facility. She also says there are heroes all around us.
You don't have to be a professional in a laboratory to be a hero. And I'm talking to each and every one of you who is practicing social distancing, who are staying home when you don't want to. You're saving lives, and you are my heroes, and I thank you for doing that.
At the police department, 101 have tested positive for the virus. Many, however, have been cleared and are back to work. The police commissioner, Patrick Ryder, says several business owners inside one building in Great Neck were not listening to that stop work order.
We had one incident in 98 Clutter Mill. Individual was given the warning. It was multiple businesses that were running in the building. They were given the warning. They did not listen to that warning. We went back the other day. We evacuated the building, and he got a $5,000 fine to boot. So I think he's going to listen this time.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
And let's head over to the Weather Center to check in with meteorologist Craig Allen.
All righty, Linda. We do have some light rain and sprinkles still falling over parts of the region, although the brunt of the rain now, the core of it is offshore, along with that pretty intense and very large offshore storm out there in the Atlantic. But it is starting to drop south and then eventually will return out east and take the rain with it. So areas of light rain for this evening, then remaining mostly cloudy overnight and still gusty until the storm gets farther away. Lows 40 to 45. Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, 54 to 58. So a better day all around. Partly cloudy Saturday night. And then on Sunday, we'll call it variably cloudy, might lean a little more towards the clouds, like a 60-40 kind of a split. There is a chance for a brief late shower, otherwise most of the day is dry and highs again, 54 to 58. And right now we have 50, still some sprinkles around, humidity 80%, and a north wind gusting between 20 and 30 miles per hour.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.